Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you live, and it is a pleasure to be with you on today. It is a sheer pleasure to be coming to you bringing this particular segment of Power in the Word. I am excited. I am excited. If I haven't told you already, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. We are looking forward to great things from God in 2008, and we need to really get into the position where we have to increase our faith. Our faith must be increased in order for us to move forward in the divine purpose of the Lord. So I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm expecting great things from God. But not only that, I'm expecting to give something great to God this year. I want to be more of a disciple of Christ this year. I want to be more of a laborer in the fields. I want to do more for God. Have you ever felt like you just wanted to do more? Praise God. Hallelujah. I have a very, very, very special guest on today. I am joined today by Pastor Vincent Grimsley, and he is the author of God's Purpose is Greater Than Your Pain. Amen. And that ties right in with what I was already talking about, where the purpose of God is just so much greater than any pain that we're going through. And I'm not going to do all of the talking about this book, even though I'm excited about it and I could talk for an hour or two or three about this book. But I want our guest to be the one to tell us about what he's written and why he has written it. The chat room is open. The phone lines are open, and the telephone number is 646-652-4832. There's just an excitement in the air. There's an excitement in the air. I'm going to open in prayer. My guest is already here. Hello, Pastor Grimsley.
Hello, Pastor Simmons.
God bless you today, man of God.
God bless you, too. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. And as you can hear already, I'm excited. God is already, it's only the 8th, but God has already begun to do some great things for me this year.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed. And part of that is having you on the program today.
And thank you much for having me to be your guest on this special occasion of this special New Year.
Yes, you're the first guest this year. Amen.
All right, the first, the last shall be first.
Amen, and praise God, and the first shall be last. In some cases, that's a good thing, and we'll talk more about that. But what I usually do is open the show with prayer, open the program with prayer, and I want to just go ahead and do that because I know that you are a busy man and you don't have that much time. We have about 40 minutes to talk about the book, and I want to just jump right in. I know that we have some people that will be calling in, and I'm looking forward to what God is going to do. Let us pray.
Okay.
Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. There's none like you, Lord, and we just thank you for this opportunity that you have given us on today to come together in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that you have given us capabilities and that you have given us abilities to go out and make a difference in this world that we live in. We thank you, Lord, that you have put gifts on the inside of us, Father God, to be able to, Father God, speak a message, Father God, that will speak to the hearts and spirits of men, women, boys, and girls. So, Lord, we ask, Father God, that even as we go forward on this segment of Power in the Word, that your will be done. We ask, Father God, that you speak to us, speak through us, speak to the listeners. Bless every listener, Father God, every person that is listening now, every person that will listen to the archives, every person that will tune in while we're going forward with this segment, and every person, Father God, that will be courageous enough to pick up the phone and call. Bless every person, Lord. Bless the man of God and bless me, your woman servant. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, and praise God. So let's jump right in. I've already introduced our guest. Our guest is Vincent Grimsley, Pastor Grimsley from Stone Ministries, The Stone. He is the pastor of The Stone, which is Strong Tower of Newark Ecclesia, the CEO of Gyros House, which is also located in Newark, New Jersey. And he has studied theology at St. Peter's University. He is a certified teacher of the Evangelical Bible Training Center. And this author, this man of God, this pastor and speaker resides in Montclair, New Jersey, with his wife, his beautiful wife, Nicole, whom I have had the pleasure of meeting, and their two children.
Right.
And do you have three children now?
Three now, and the Lord bless us with a baby boy 2 months ago.
Amen. Congratulations, and I'm looking forward to meeting the new addition to the family. Your wife is a beautiful woman, Proverbs 31 woman. And it's, my husband and I had the pleasure of meeting Pastor Grimsley and his wife at a book signing.
Yes.
We were over at Crossroads of Life Bookstore in Hillside, New Jersey. A big shout out to Pastor Williams and Minister Williams over there. And the Lord connected us. The Lord connected us. And Pastor Grimsley, you came over to pick up a copy of one of my books. I think you came to meet me because you knew my sister.
Yes, yes. We had heard about your book releases, and it was sent. Some information was sent to me from your sister where I work at. And I was already at another book signing and wanted to try to get over there to meet you because I love to fellowship with the body of Christ and to meet other members who are doing the same kingdom work. And the Lord provided an opportunity for me and my wife to come near towards the close of your book signing. And it was such a pleasure to meet you and Pastor Anthony and to see the work that the Lord is doing through you for this 21st century. And we immediately began to share and bond in the work of the Lord and in our experiences. And your book was certainly a blessing to my wife in particular also. And also this the words that I read from your new book about pumping up the power, I believe. And I just was really glad to be connected to you, and we're certainly looking forward to partnering with New Creation Ministries and the Internet Ministry that you have here so that we can continue to promote the kingdom of God. So this is just the beginning of much work and much labor that we can help each other bear the burden of ministry and also reap the harvest, you know, during this time. So I'm certainly looking forward to what the Lord is going to do through this divine connection.
As am I. Amen. I am really, my husband and I are just, we're jumping off of the, bouncing off of the walls because we're so excited. We're on fire about what God is going to do, because the Lord tells us not to be lukewarm about anything that he has instructed and imparted upon our spirits to go forward and do for him. So we're excited about what he's doing. And Pastor Grimsley, I want to talk about your book today. You wrote a book, God's Purpose is Greater Than Your Pain. Can you tell our listeners, because I was so enthusiastic and thrilled that you were coming on the program today that I put a blast out to everybody that I knew to come and listen to this program and to call in, because I know that you have something to impart today. So I want to just move over and have you talk about your book a little bit.
Okay, and thank you for that again, and hello again to the listening audience. And the Lord had birthed something in my spirit a few years ago, in particular the years of 2003, 2004, and I had been just going over a few things as a minister also of the Word of God and just jotting down a few things and trying to gather them and just ascertain what the Lord was speaking into my spirit through many different ordeals and trials, and also helping to bear the burdens of others. We definitely need a healing word, a mending word from God. He said he was anointed for those purposes, to mend the brokenhearted, to open up the blind eyes, and those that are in captivity to set them free. And we just needed an anointed word from God. And my vessel was open to receive the oil of what God wanted to flow. As the Bible says, he would give you oil, the healing oil into our spirit, man. And the Lord began to just minister to me through the Word of God, and I just began to compile, you know, little notes that we put to the side, or little stickies, or in our steno pads, and he dropped that title into my spirit, that his purpose, not our purpose. I know a lot of books out today about purpose, but a lot of times we forget about that God has a purpose. Jeremiah 29:11 says, he knows the plans that he has for you. Whether you believe in yourself or not, God said he believes in you. He knows the plans that he has for you. And he said there are plans of peace and not of evil. But also the book began to focus on, Pastor Simmons, the problems we do face every day. Just as people, not just as Christians or ministers, but just as a human being, the emotions of life, the vicissitudes, the ups, the downs, the ins, the outs, and it really acknowledges that, and it talks about your pain. So we're not in denial, as you say, churchified or putting on a mask, but we're not in denial about the temptations and trials of this life. But what the book begins to do is focus on God's purpose versus our pain. And what it does, it takes a measurement, and the measurement says that God's purpose is greater
than the pain.
It's just like when we were in school and we learned how to do greater than and lesser than. We learned that the big arrow showed that this number was greater, and that the small part of it showed that this number was lesser. So what the book does from 1 Corinthians, it says that the Bible says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceedingly eternal weight of glory. For while we look at the things which are seen, you know, it says the things which are seen are temporal. And I think we just have to get our mentality and our focus off of the things which are seen. And as the Bible helps to encourage us, look at the things that are not seen. For the things that are not seen are temporal. And there's your definition of faith, not looking at the things that are seen, but it is the evidence of things not seen. So the Bible says again in Romans 8:28, which a lot of people know this verse and they sing it, but it says that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to what?
His purpose.
There we go. The book really want to get us off of us, me. It want to get us off of my blessing and my season, if you will, and focus on what is God's purpose. You know, that will help us, Pastor Simmons, to get up the next day. That will help us to face rejection. That would help us to face closed doors when a hurricane come, or when a job fall down, or your spouse walk out on you, or the children are wayward. What is God's purpose in this? And it just really helps us to get the reins and just hunker down into God's calling and purpose on our life, which is going to be so beautiful if we can endure to the end.
Amen. Amen. And so many people are wandering around trying to find out, trying to identify exactly what God's purpose is. What is God's purpose? What is this whole life about? Even as Christians, I believe that a lot of Christians still don't really know what God's purpose is. Can we talk a little bit more about God's purpose and how can it make me feel better? Here I am, let's use this as a scenario. I'm somebody who's going through life and I'm having problems in my marriage and my children are flunking out in school and my finances are sure looking shaky. I just don't feel encouraged on a daily basis. If I'm that type of person, what can you say to me, or what can your book even, and I know the answer to this, but I'm making a scenario, what can your book say to me that would encourage me, that would help me to get myself out of this rut that life has put me in?
Well, again, it goes back to, I think the first thing is acknowledging, like, all of the events that you just named that a person can be in. I think we have to acknowledge it. I really believe that church and the day that we're living in with the prosperity message has blinded the people of God's true purpose. And a lot of people are coming to church, they're coming to God, we're reading self-help books, motivational books, and people and speakers, it's at a phenomenal all-time high. It's a multi-million dollar business, and it goes back to what you stated earlier, because so many people are trying to discover their true identity. But if we can be real, and if we can get men and women of God to meet the people where they are, don't just stand on top of the mountain and tell me I can make it. Come down in the valley where I'm at and bring me out.
That's right.
But if the truth be told, not too many people have been in that position themselves. They see the bliss of ministry. They see the rewards of speaking engagements and writing books, and everyone wants to tap into it today. But if we can acknowledge and see that we're where we are and say, God, you search me. You know me. I'm no longer going to complain. This is where I'm at. I need to know what is your plan for my life. It's not going to be that everybody's going to be rich. It's not going to be everybody's going to have a great ministry. But we can all be great in God. And
my
I think
God.
we need to apprehend our own purpose in God. Everyone has their own course. Let's talk about everyone has their own purpose. And Paul said, I ran my course. I finished my course. So then there's another brother, there's another sister. God has specifically laid it out for you, and it would be wise to abide in your calling. And we need to prosper in what God has called us to do. And once we can tap in, Pastor Simmons, to the chemistry of God, of what has he gifted me in? What does he want to do with my tears? What about my wounds? What about, there's a story you have to tell. You know, we see the glory, but, you know, we don't know the story.
Amen.
The glory. And the Lord wants to give. He has an audience out there for everybody, you know, and he wants you to take all the things that has transpired in your life and to lift him up. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men. But he wants us to exchange our spirit of heaviness for a garment of praise.
Hallelujah.
So acknowledging that, yes, and quit fronting and trying to make something work that he didn't ordain, and you're not in tune with him, and you're working against him. But God wants us to work. He wants us to work for him. And a lot of that frustration and a lot of that heaviness will leave when we can say, wow, he do know how much I can bear. And the Lord does care about me, and getting off that, you know, the self-pity and the depression that comes in to weigh people down and those heavy burdens, when we begin to tap into the Spirit of God, he begins to free us so that we can minister, we can walk, we can write, we can be that CEO, we can be that, just that housewife, if you will.
Amen.
or the mother or the father.
Amen.
Whatever your gift or calling may be, once you line up with the kingdom and what he has first, all these other things, you know, will be added to you.
Amen. I agree with that wholeheartedly. And you said some very crucial things. And I just pray that the people are catching this, because what you're saying is that we have to tap into the chemistry of God and get into the spirit of God, you know, to know what it is that our assignment is. Everyone has an assignment.
Right.
And my assignment may not be your assignment. And another thing that you said is that we need to stop fronting.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big problem in the church, Pastor, because a lot of people are glorifying the fact that glorifying the pulpit, let me just put it like that, to the point where it looks like that preacher, that pastor, that apostle, that prophet, that minister is not going through any trials. It looks like that person has been exalted.
Right.
And it looks like that person has it made. So a lot of people are going after what that person has and really begrudging the fact that they have to go through the trials that Jesus said that we would have in this world. What can you speak to that?
Well, I think it goes back to the covering. You know, Adam and Eve were so embarrassed and humiliated that they covered themselves.
Mm.
And that was their own work. And what God wanted to do, he wanted to be their covering. You know, that's what he had in mind. Man took his work and he saw a fig leaf. Watch this. He took the leaf out of its purpose to cover himself.
Oh, Jesus.
The purpose of the leaf was for the fruit. It was for the fig. It was for the shade. But the enemy immediately had him take God's creation out of its purpose to cover himself. And God came and responded, and he stripped them of what they had on and said, you will not be saved by your works.
Jesus.
But God slayed a lamb in that garden. He said, I will cover you, which we know was symbolic to the covering of Jesus Christ. And Pastor Simmons, Jesus Christ was exposed to the world. Jesus Christ was touchable. Jesus Christ,
yes.
He was not popular, but he was powerful. And that's the decision we have to make. We can't be both. Jesus didn't have a lot of friends. The Bible
says
he was rejected by men. The multitudes came after him. Thousands were around him. But in the end, the Bible says they all forsook him and fled. But we would say Jesus did not have a successful ministry according to our standards. We would say Paul did, and Noah didn't. He didn't win anyone in the ark. But we want to look at what are God's purposes? What is God's measurement? And when Jesus Christ was lifted up on Golgotha Hill on Calvary, he was naked. He was exposed.
Yeah.
And he carried the sin of us all. The Bible said he borne on him our grief, a man acquainted with sorrow. See, that's what we need, and that's who you are. That's why God has ordained you and anointed you as a powerful woman of God to reach the masses through this internet and through your ministry and through telecommunications, because Jesus was a man, the Bible says, who has been touched by our infirmities.
Mm-hmm.
And if any preacher can get to Calvary and don't play at the foot of the cross like the soldiers did, but go up there and bear their own cross, he said, I will draw men to you. And watch this, not to promote you, but that if I be lifted up. So the mentality must be no more I, but Christ. But are you willing to be wounded? Are you willing to then show your wounds?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about your past in a nice way, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And not to glorify it, but to give God the glory. And Paul said, if I boast, I will boast in my infirmities. I will boast in my weakness. It won't be in my PhD. It won't be in my 8-bedroom home.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be in how many people are around me. But I will boast in my weaknesses, for in my weakness his strength is made perfect.
His strength is made perfect. And I tell you, I'm excited. I'm about to run around the studio right now. I tell you, because the Lord is speaking, and I think we need this. This is what we need for the beginning of the year, to put things back into the proper perspective. It's not about us.
That's right.
And it's amazing that we're saying that right now, because we do have a caller on the line.
Okay.
And this person just preached that on Sunday. He said, it's not about us. And I welcome my husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons. You're on the air. Okay.
Hello, Pastor Grimsley.
Pastor Simmons, God bless you.
Hello, Pastor Rebecca.
God bless you, honey.
God bless you both. I've been listening, and I've been so blessed by what I've heard thus far. I just came in on an interview, but what I've heard really blessed my spirit and my heart.
Praise God.
Amen. And Pastor Anthony, we've read Pastor Grimsley's book, and I tell you, this book is just such a blessing. We're talking about it, and we're not even going into page or chapter, but Pastor Grimsley, this is your ministry.
Amen.
This book is your ministry.
Amen. I believe that, and I think the Lord wants us to experience those things first, and then it will be so effective when the reader, whether they're Christian or non-Christian, when they read it, they will touch God, Pastor Simmons. When they read it, they will feel the Lord and the presence of the Lord coming in to bring healing to their purpose, and not to tell them to be abandoned, but rather to come on board with God. And you know, we want ministry, and we really want to work for the Lord, but we really don't want to suffer. I mean, just to be honest, we really wouldn't choose to suffer. But he says, they that live godly shall. That's a promise. That's a promise. He says, you shall suffer.
You shall suffer.
You will suffer. And are we willing to suffer?
No. Not anybody in their right carnal mind would want to suffer. But when you have the mind of Christ, then that's something that you receive and you accept it, and you know that God's going to be glorified throughout that thing, through that suffering. And
here's the second part of that promise. And if we suffer with him,
go ahead.
We will reign. We will be victorious, not just in heaven, but down here. We will be victorious in living the overcoming life in the face of the kingdom of darkness, that God will be glorified.
Amen. Amen. And we need that, because there's a disconnect, and I believe that we're all guilty of what the Israelites did, and that's mumbling and groaning and complaining when we have to go through stuff in life. And nobody really wants to go through, because it doesn't feel good, it's not pleasant. It doesn't feel good to the flesh, you know, and it's not easy. It's definitely not easy.
Right.
So this book ministers to that, and I like what you talk about. You talk about, I was reading today on page 35, where you talk about even being prepared through prayer and making sure that we put on the full armor of God, knowing that when God is getting ready to do, if we're expecting God to do some great things in our lives, or even if we're expecting God to get our children off of drugs and to bring back that wayward wife or that wayward husband, or to promote us on the job, or even to help us to have joy in our everyday existence.
Right.
If we're expecting something from God, we have to know that with that expectation is going to come opposition.
Absolutely. And I think that's the essence, Pastor Simmons. I mean, I don't have one handy, but when you just quoted that, I think it is so crucial to get the body of Christ and just everyday people to understand that when that happens, that is a good sign.
That is
a good sign that your blessing is on its way. See, the enemy is not trying to stop your blessing. He's trying to stop your worship.
My God.
If the people can receive that, there's a breakthrough right there.
Ooh.
He's really not trying to stop your blessings or your prosperity. He wants to stop your worship, because in your worship is everything that God has promised you. And God want to know, will you press a praise? Will you put a praise right here? Because I'm going to arrive and I inhabit, I live in that praise. So he wants to mum our mouth and he wants to paralyze our hands from lifting up and giving God praise in the midst of. And so many, just to be honest, they fell right there because they say, well, if this was meant for me, this door would open. If this was meant for me, I wouldn't have to labor this hard.
Yeah, you hear people say that.
Amen, amen. And we just need men and women of God to say, no, my sister, no. And then, see, you have to have a story to plug in right there, Pastor Simmons. And that's what you have in your personal ministry. You may can't turn to 1 Kings and talk about Elijah, or turn to Daniel and talk about the Hebrew boys. You have a chapter. You have a verse. And if you can pour into that vessel or that wounded soldier at that moment, we will be able to salvage the purpose of God in their life so that they can fulfill what God has began in their life.
Nice.
And that's what we need to hear on the TV, on the satellite, in the radio. You know, we're in a mass super information highway age.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be inundated with not just me or another personality, but with the Spirit of God ministering to a dying world and to a feeble church, that we can take back, you know, the kingdom of God and just promote righteousness and holiness and victorious lives.
Amen. So what you're saying is that the person who is going through has to continue to praise God through that trial. But not only that, but that person has to keep their testimony of what God has already done for them on their lips and be able to minister. Say someone wants to minister and they don't have the credentials, they haven't been to school, and they don't know that much Bible scripture. Is this person, and I know what you're going to say, but are they qualified to go forward and do ministry, even though they're not that versed in the Bible?
Watch this. I'm not qualified, but I'm capable.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many people who are capable, and they're not qualified. And the Lord does not choose people based on their qualifications. The Bible says the exact opposite. I choose the base things. He chose the foolish things.
Amen.
He chose unlearned, ignorant disciples who were just fishermen. That's who God's choice was. He chose Gideon. He chose David. He chose Joseph. He chose Rahab. I mean, look at the history of God. This is who he desires to choose. If a person was in a wheelchair, Pastor Simmons,
mm-hmm.
and they had the Spirit of God in their life and they was paralyzed from a horrific accident, they can still tell someone God is a healer.
Amen. Even if they're still in the wheelchair.
Because guess what? God is still a healer.
My God.
Yes, it would be much
healer.
More great if I was, but if you're sick with cancer and you're listening right now, God is still a healer. He's still a provider. He still is Jireh. My condition doesn't determine who God is.
Jesus.
But who God is determines what my position is, and that I am healed, and that I am rich, and the weak must say I am strong because of what the Lord has done.
Amen, amen. Pastor Anthony, do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Grimsley?
Again, I read the book, and I was so blessed by it when I read it. It really is a powerful tool that I believe the people who are listening to this interview or who will listen to the interview in the archives later, I really would recommend they get this in their library. I've read it once, and I plan on revisiting the book because it blessed me so much. It's just so well written. There's a lot of scripture references there. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of people think that the people in the Bible were so historic that it doesn't relate to today's world.
Right.
And there's so many examples that he put forth as far as analogies and example of people going through real problems in that day that I was so blessed by it. And I just thank God for his message to the church, the current churches, and the people who need to come to the church to hear about their purpose.
Amen.
Because we really need to get back to God's purpose.
Mm.
I just strongly believe it's not being put across our pulpits. And Pastor Grimsley has stepped up to the calling of God
Amen.
On his life to allow pastors and clergy and the leaders of today to revisit that is never about us.
Amen.
And I think too many men and women of God are getting the focus off of God and on themselves. So I thank God that he has a fresh new voice that's amongst us, that's coming out to even speak to this generation coming behind us, that sitting hopeless.
Right.
And John Maxwell said, if there's hope in the future, there is power in the present. And a lot of people are not flocking to the churches today because they don't realize their purpose. And when we get back to the purpose of God, we'll get a lot of victory out of the lives that are out here.
Amen. Praise God. And speaking of the library, I do want to give away a book, and I have three lines open. And I want to give away a copy of Pastor Grimsley's book to those who will call. The number is 646-652-4832. I'm going to give away a book, amen, to the first caller, amen. So you just go ahead and be the first caller, and if all three lines light up at once, I'll give away three books, because I have three extra books that I've purchased personally, because I want to sow these books into the lives of somebody. And for those of you who are listening to the archives, I want to encourage you to get a copy of Pastor Grimsley's book. He's on the phone with us now. He has taken time out of his schedule to come and minister with us during this time. And the name of the book is God's Purpose is Greater Than Your Pain. The number that, for those of you who are trying to call right now, is 646-652-4832, and you don't have to be shy, amen, because God has not given us a spirit of timidity, amen. So I want you to just go ahead and call up and speak to the man of God and get your free book, 646-652-4832. And for those of you who are listening via the archive, I know there are hundreds of you who are going to tune in and listen via the archive, because that's how many people I told about this particular program. You can go over to Pastor Grimsley's website. Pastor Grimsley, what is your website?
It's VincentGrimsley.com. That's GRIMSLEY is the last name. Vincent, VINCENT, VincentGrimsley.com. You can go there and just get, you know, for informational purposes, and you can place your order there. Shipping and handling is free, and we will mail it to you. And whatever, you know, you need, perhaps the site can accommodate you.
Awesome. And Pastor Grimsley, I want to just ask you why you went ahead and obeyed the call to write this book.
Well, I could relate at the particular time to the current state and the mentality of people who are born again and they're not flourishing or prospering in the things of God. And I really thought that the Lord wanted to use me as a channel for him to flow through to bring a fresh word. And also, we can't, you know, really understand God, but he just wants us to trust him. I mean, we could do a good job in trying to answer people's questions and break down God. He didn't ask for those things. The Bible says the heavens cannot even contain him.
Amen.
I love what David said. He says, your knowledge is too wonderful for me. I cannot even grasp. But God wants us to do the simple thing, which is the hardest thing, which is to trust him. And I wanted to be a clear voice to help to define God, not just defend him, if you will, as an apologetic, but just to get people to really understand who the God of the Bible is, not the God you heard about or the Christmas story or what you grew up in Sunday school, if you will, but the reality of God through the person of Jesus Christ. And even though we have so much far to go, we can take where we have been and what God has blessed us with and disseminate it and distribute it out as a pure word, as a holy word, as an anointed word of God, which will, again, he said he will give the increase. We just needed to plant and water.
Amen.
And I thought the book would be a great opportunity to get into people's homes who don't go to church, or I saw people on the bus, and they didn't even know who I was. They had a book, and I sat there, and it humbled me, Pastor Simmons, because I said, my God, you'd have never thought, and he's done great things in this past year and a half that this book has been out, and I'm looking forward to maximizing all of the utilities, the internet, the TV, the phone, satellite, to just counter the movement of the Antichrist that is out here already, not in the world, but in the church, that is not promoting Christ, but promoting self. And
Amen.
I'm willing to be a martyr for the cause of Christ, to lay down my life to promote his life that he laid down for us. So the book was just the beginning of trying to give people answers to their questions about God's involvement and his affairs in their life.
And the book is clear that God has a very real plan for the lives of his people, and that his plan shall prevail.
Amen.
The book is very clear about the fact that although there is a plan that God has, that there is what you call in your book, there are enemies of the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And in your book, you talk about the fact that the Lord, this is amazing, because you talk about the fact that we should not be surprised. You said that there is only one force that is aware of God's timing and purpose in your life, and that's Satan. And you go on to talk about the fact that he unleashes an arsenal of weapons to war against the purpose of God for you. And although he doesn't know exactly what God has in store for you, he does know that it is for your good, and at the same time for his bad.
Amen.
That's some powerful stuff right there. That is a powerful ministry.
And you know what, Pastor Simmons? We don't. Satan is a spirit being also.
Mm.
See, and I don't know how he gets privy to the things of God, if you will, but that's why I just wanted to capture it to say that he know that it's going to promote the kingdom of God. And once God now has unveiled a portion of his plan and purpose for our life, that's when the enemy get exposed to it also. And
mm-hmm.
that's why Jesus told Peter, Satan desired to have you. Because he know I gave you the keys.
Mm.
He said, he know I
That's
gave
right.
you the keys. And Satan desired to have you. But Jesus said, I prayed for you that your faith, your strength would not fail you. And when you are converted, strengthen your brother.
Amen. Amen. And it's all about God's glory, God getting the glory in your life. And I often tell people that God wants to do great things in your life so that he can be glorified, so that you can tell everybody how great your God is.
Yes.
And it's just amazing that this book really breaks it down and puts things into proper perspective, to the point where we will not, there's a breakthrough. You, in that next sentence in what I was just reading, you talked about a breakthrough moment,
mm-hmm.
and that a lot of people are aware of what their purpose is, of what the purpose of God is for their lives, but they have difficulty in having that purpose accomplished or fulfilling that purpose, and there's frustration in that. And you said, may there be a breakthrough in this book for them. May there be a breakthrough moment. And that is my prayer, that everybody who reads this book, and that many people will read it, that is my prayer, that many people will read the book, and that they will get the breakthrough that they need to continue to have God's purpose fulfilled in their lives.
Amen.
Amen. And you still have 6 minutes for those of you who are listening. I know that you're out there listening. I just ask that you go ahead and call me. You don't even have to buy the book. For those three people who will call in, you can have a free book if you'll call at 646-652-4832. And if not, then I want you to go ahead and support Pastor Grimsey's ministry. That's probably what you want to do anyway. So you can do that by going over to vincentgrimsley.com. And the book is only $10, and he will autograph that and have it shipped out to you at no cost for shipping. So, Pastor Grimsey, is there, in the last 5 minutes that we have, anything that we're missing that you want to say about your book or your ministry or whatever it is that the Lord has placed upon your heart to say to those who will listen on today, those who have ears to hear what God is saying on today.
I firmly believe that everyone that is alive that God has allowed to enter into 2008, they have a purpose. If you escaped and survived 2007, it's because God has a purpose for you in 2008. And it would be wise to redeem the time and for us to quit making excuses and quit waiting for things and people and resources and just embrace God who is in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Oh my God.
And then you can begin to have the fulfillment of your life, not just working at a job or not just keeping your marriage vows or not just keep making wishes, I wish this or I wish that, but begin to walk along with Christ who is in your life and again allow him. God wants to do the work through you. Yes, you that are even listening, you that have backslidden, you that are struggling with homosexuality or with some type of addiction or abuse, God still desires to use you. You're created in his image. He wants to do it through you, but you can only do it through Christ.
Mm.
And that's how God works. He will use you, but you can't do all things through Christ. And that's what God wants every believer to be able to reconcile their lives back to God, to continue to promote. There's someone right now who is holding up so many other people, Pastor Simmons. There's so many voices right now that don't think people want to hear them, but yet you're the only voice that they will ever hear or really listen to. And when we can take the focus off of our shame and off of our fears and our whatnots and what ifs and say, Lord, may you be glorified, may you be lifted up, and then God will gain his kingdom, because that's his agenda anyway. His
Amen.
Agenda is to gain his kingdom. And I just want to encourage everyone who's listening to say, wow, yes, I do have a purpose. Yes, God did call me. I didn't call myself.
Oh.
God did call you. He didn't anoint you. I mean, you didn't anoint yourself. God anointed you. He chose you. And let the haters hate, but God's favor produces devil haters.
Oh.
When you embrace the favor of God, you can go forward. And it's always for somebody else. That's the last thing.
It's
really
always
not for you.
For
somebody else.
See, and it's always for somebody else. See, now we're coming up against the theology that's popular on today, because the theology that's popular says it's all about you, and it's all about you being blessed. It's all about what God wants for you, and they're really they're deceiving the people. The people
right.
are being deceived, because the thing about it is you can't get what you want as long as the focus is on you. You can only get what you believe you want, the desires of your heart, when the focus is on God.
Yes.
Because when we put our focus on God, then it just really opens up the heavens for so much to be released into our lives. And Pastor Emily is on the phone with us, and he said on Sunday, it's not about us. Mm-hmm. And he also said that God does not want, and I lost my train of thought right there, the devil just, and I rebuked the devil right there, because I had something else that Pastor Emily had said on Sunday. But the thing about it is, the focus can never be on us. It always has to be on what God wants. And I also want to say, I have so much that I want to say, but the last thing that I want to say is that when I got saved, and let's talk about testimony for a minute, I had so many of these problems that we talked about, and getting saved did not make my life perfect, but taking the focus off of me and putting it on Jesus Christ and putting the focus on God made life so much easier.
Amen.
And that's a word for someone on today. Whatever you're going through, if you would take the focus off of yourself and put it back on God, or put it on God even for the first time,
right.
It will make your life so much easier and so much better than it was when you just had to focus on those problems. Pastor?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. And we didn't get anybody to call in today, but I know that's because people are so into what you're saying on today, Pastor Grimsley. I believe that this was a word today that needed to be heard. I should have scheduled this for an hour. I want to have you come back And I'm sure you'll be back on Power in the Word. I'm sure that God is getting ready to do something phenomenal.
Oh, yes. Thank you again for having me, and I appreciate it. And God blessings on your ministry, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca.
Thank you. And Pastor Anthony, thank you for joining us. For those of you who are listening, Pastor Grimsley's website is vincentgrimsley.com, VincentGrimsley.com. He has a ministry in Newark. You can go over to his website and find out more about him and also get a copy of God's Purpose is Greater Than Your Pain. This has been Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and Pastor Grimsley has been my guest on today. As we go off the air, I want to encourage you all to just take heed to the words that this man of God has spoken. And that's it for today's ministry program. Pastor Anthony, I love you, baby.
Love you, too.
Thank you for being with us on today. Pastor Grimsley, thank you for being our guest. And give our regards to your wife, Nicole.
Certainly. It's my pleasure.
God bless you, man of God. And you have been listening to Power in the Word. I want to encourage all of you who are listening to make the most out of every single opportunity to tap into God's purpose for your life and to remember that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.